Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fifth day of the month of Adar. Today is day 516, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Friedman of Congregation Ariel in Dunwoody, Georgia, that's Atlanta suburbs, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Friedman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. There's the chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Friedman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Shavuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he'll pause, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As I've been sharing the last few days, and in collaboration with the IDF, with the Israeli Defense Force, we have an updated list that will regularly be refreshed, that lists all the names of the Chayalim, those soldiers who are very much in need of our tefillos. I really encourage you to go to the site, click on the link, have them in mind during the Mishaberach, have them in mind during your own tefillos at your own time, to even just go to the website and to print that page. Thank God there are not a lot of names up there, but there are a number, and they definitely need our collective tefillos. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you, all of you, for having me. I'm very honored to be joining this talk today to all who are far and wide and to be joining in the recitation of Tehillim today. I'd like to share with you a thought that I recently shared in my shul, and of course it has to do with the events of the day, and particularly the events of just a few weeks ago. It's just a very short, almost not even 2 weeks ago, when we all experienced back-to-back tremendous low and a tremendous high. Of course, the tremendous low was with the release of the bodies of the hostages and the Bibas family and the funeral and the whole macabre scene that surrounded that. And we, as a people, were subjected to this disgrace of the Hamas torturers and how they conduct themselves, and really they can't really accomplish anything other than to try to kick some, you know, spit in our eye, and that's what they try to do at the best. So everyone's feeling very, very low. Immediately after that, the most amazing turn of events happened when buses blew up. Sitting there quietly, waiting to commit mayhem, and their plot was foiled. And miraculously, we saw this wonderful hand of God insert itself into our lives and spare how many people, like we don't even know how many people were spared. And the wonderful feeling that engulfed us when we realized how kind Hashem is being to us. So, obviously, I, like many, many others, many rabbis and others, all pointed out this tremendous, tremendous kindness of Hashem, this act of kindness where he saved so many people. And I pointed this out. I spoke about it in the shul, and I spoke about the fact that we should be very, very much and very attentive to the fact that we need to acknowledge and say thank you to Hashem for this tremendous act of kindness. So anyway, so I spoke about that. A little while later, not surprisingly, and I was completely expecting it, so someone approached me, and then later on another person, and later on another person, and they all reacted similarly, all very understandably. What's going on here? You know, is Hashem loving us or is he not loving us? And if he is loving us and he has this tremendous love for us, then how does he subject us to this horrible degradation that we're going through in our situation with our beloved hostages, where this small group of people can hold these hostages and literally trample on Klal Yisrael? And yet you're saying that he loves us and he wants to remind us that he loves us by having the buses blow up when no one is on them and saving everyone. So which is it? You know, what's going on? What's really happening here? So I'd like to first to explain both of those things, the two things that are happening at the same time. And we'll do this very quickly. Number one, what is going on with the hostages? What are we going through? What are we experiencing? And the whole situation in Eretz Yisrael. So for that, we really have to turn to the Sefer Das Tevunos and to understand, the Ramchal explains to us, that Hashem has a very great and great plan. From our perspective, so complex that is as to be totally unfathomable. And the world has to come to a certain point. Things have to be paid off. Debts have to be paid off. We as a people have to come to where we need to go to, and therefore we have to experience all these things and all the suffering and the pain and the ups and the downs. This is the Holocaust. We don't get to where we're going without the Holocaust. And we have to understand that, and Hashem has his plan, and that will be unfathomable to us until it reaches its conclusion. At its conclusion, we'll turn around and understand how each and every step along the way was essential to bring us to that point. Well, if that's the case, so then let it happen. What's going on with the buses blowing up and no one being hurt? And for that matter, I could say the beepers, and I could talk about the missiles coming from Iran and none of them landing on any of their intended targets and Klal Yisrael being spared. What's going on with all of that? So what is Hashem doing? If we have to pay our debt and we have to suffer through, let it happen. But what's the other side for it? So for that, I turn to a Perush from the Meshech Chachma. And I'm sorry to say, I don't remember where this Meshech Chachma exactly is, but I've been looking for it, and maybe one of you will know, be familiar with it, and you'll let me know. But the Meshech Chachma I heard many, many years ago from a beloved Rav of mine, Rav Nachman Bulman. And Rav Nachman Bulman said that the Meshech Chachma says that there are times in history when we are so downtrodden, we are so defeated, we are so trampled that we are ready to give up. We are literally, literally ready to give up. And Hashem has to do something to give us a little bit of encouragement so that we reach down deep and we find a little bit more resolve and a little bit more commitment and perhaps a rekindling of our belief in who we are and what we are and the righteousness of this great mission that Hashem has put us on. And the mashal that he uses is of a woman in childbirth. A woman might be having a very, very long and difficult labor. She is struggling mightily. And she's been in labor now for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, talking about a world where they don't just jump in and do C-sections. And she either has to do it or it will be the end of her and the end of the child. She has to power through. So the midwives are there and they're trying to encourage her. Give it a little more energy, another push, try a little bit harder. You can do it, you can do it. So what do they say? So the midwives say to the woman, oh, I can see the head. I can see the head. And once the woman hears that the midwife can see the head, she realizes, oh, we're getting close to the end. Maybe we are going to make it. And somehow or another, she reaches down deep and finds a reservoir of energy that she had long ago presumed does not exist. She's thrown in the towel, but she'll try again, and she pushes a little bit more. Now, in truth, the midwife didn't see the head. The midwife just told her, I see the head, because the midwife is trying to give her a little hope and a little encouragement to see if she can come up with a little bit more. And perhaps that is us. Rav Nachman Bowman actually explained the very existence of the modern state of Israel in this way. But that is us. We're beat up and we're downtrodden and we can't see what the resolution to this big problem is going to be. And therefore, we're willing, sometimes we even contemplate throwing in the towel. This is hopeless. So Hashem does something amazing and wondrous that tells us that he's there and he cares for us and that he's loving us and he does not want us to be hurt and that we have to just try a little bit harder and keep saying these Tehillim that we're going to say right now and keep davening, and hopefully this will bring us to that point where we will be, where we will have success, and we'll get to that goal that Hashem has in mind for us, that we cannot imagine how it's going to look, and we can't imagine why all the steps along the way were necessary to get there. But in Mirz Hashem, if we hang on and we still keep strong and mechazek ourselves and keep our davening and saying our tehillim, we'll get to that point. So with all that in mind, I'd like to lead you now in the recitation of today's Tehillim. We'll start off with Tehillim Chaf, number 20, Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol min chosecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzascha yimalei. Niradana Bishua Secha Vishim Elhena Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kacho Bigva Roz Yesha Yimino Elev Arecha V'Elev Asusim Banachnu Bishim Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Koru V'Nafolu V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisodod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu B'Yom Karenu. On to the famous 23rd Psalm, Tehillim Chav Gimel, Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsor, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei Menucho Sinahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni, Bemaglei Tzedek, Lema'an Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech, Begeit Salmoves, Lo Irora, Ki Ato Imadi, Shivtecha Mishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sarurai, dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudufuni kol yimei chayoi, v'shavti b'veis adonai li'orech yamim. Tehillim kuf chaf aleph, Psalm 121, Shir lama alos, esayinai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meim Adonai yosei shamayim v'oretz, al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shamrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer yisrael. Adonai shamrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh liyakeka, v'yarech v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha, mikol ra yishmor esnashecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvalecha, me'ata. The Ad Olam. Unto Tehillim Kuflamed, Shir Hama Alos, Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vakoli, Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvos, Lakol Tachanunoi. Im Avonos Tishmor Yah, Adonai Mi Ya Amod, Ki Imcha Haslicha Laman Tibore. Kidisi Adonai Kibsanavshi, Believoro hocholti, nafshi ladonoi mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki'im Adonai hachesed v'harbeim ofedus, V'hu yite es Yisrael mikol avono sof. And finally, we'll conclude with Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil leDavid v'hiyoso b'moros v'lo. Koli el Adonai Yazak, koli el Adonai Eschanon. Eshvoch lefanov sichi, torasi lefanov agid. V'hisatef alai ruchi, v'ato yadata nesivasi, v'orach zu ahalech, tomnu fachli. Habit yamin ure'e v'in li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenavshi. Za'akti elecha Adonai, amarti atamachsi, chelki b'eres hachayim. Hashiva el rinasi ki delo simiod. Hasileni me roifai ki amsu mimeni. Hosia mi masger nafshi lehodos eshmecha. Bi yach tiru tzadikim ki tigmal olai. Let's conclude with our tefillah. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanesunim betzora uvashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzeim mitzora lirvacha u'me'afela li'ora u'mishibud li'geula hashda ba'agala u'vizman kariv v'namar amen. Our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the makom, may the all present have a compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We're also going to say the Mishaberach to the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivorech es Chayalei Tzvaha Haganah li'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar ha'arseinu v'yarei Eloheinu. Migvul halvanon v'ad bibor Mitzrayim, min hayam hagadol ad lavoho arava v'chol makom shehem. V'yabasho b'avir v'yam, yitein adonai yasoyveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol negro machala, yishlach bracha v'yatzlacha v'chol ma'ase yideihem, Yadber sanin etachtehem, v'yatrei mechesu yishua, v'ateres nitzachon, v'yukuyam v'hem ha-kosuv, ki adonai Eloheichem, ha-holechim lachem, l'hilachem lachem, imoy v'chem, l'hoshia eschem, v'nomar, amen. Now, we'll offer our particular mishaberach for the captives, for the hostages, Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivorech V'Yishmor V'Yimsor Es Nedrei Tzvaha Haganah L'Yisrael U'Shvuyav V'Yaskol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzor V'Shivya Ba'avur Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalol Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yosei Michoshech V'Tzalmoves U'Mosros Tehem Yinatek Umimitsuko sehem yoshiem, v'yishivem mehera l'cheik mishpecho sehem, yodu l'adonai chasdo v'niflo sov livnei adam, v'yikuyam behem mikor shekosu v'vuduye adonai yishuvun, uvau sion barina v'simchas olam al rosham, sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'yanacha v'namar amen. Now I'm going to make a mishaberach for the cholim, and I'll pause, and at that point, please, everyone, recite the names of those that you're davening for. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, v'Aaron, David, Shlomo, v'yivorech v'yirape es ha-cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimalei rachamim alav. L'achlimam, l'aposam, l'achzikam, l'achayosam, yishlach l'ahem, erufu, eshlim, neshamayim, l'chol ivoreyam, l'chol gideyam, b'sof sharchol Yisrael, refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hashna, bagala, uvizman, karib, v'namar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Freeman. I look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. I took the liberty while you were speaking. I tried to plug in what you quoted from the Meshech Chachma with regard to the idea, as well as the parable. But ChatGPT failed me. It did not come up with anything. So if it couldn't find anything, I'm not sure where to find the answer. But it's somewhere out there. So thank you so much. Beautiful idea. We do look forward to having you back on these guides in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.